talking about not the continuation from the Reisha. It's a new case where you Mekadish your wife Stam without any conditions. For Kunsa Stam. And you also made Nisuyin Stam without any conditions. And just later you found that she has Nadarim. That's the Chiddush, even though you have to give her a get. But the Ksuba you don't have to pay her. Avo, but it could be in a case of Kitshal Tanai the Kunsa Stam, Hachinamid Leboy Gita. Maybe it could be still like Shmuel, that in a case, even though you made the Kedusha in Al-Tanai, but since the Kenisa, the Nechut Nesuyin, you made Stam without a condition, I tell you, don't have to have a get. Shmuel says, if that's true, Adetoni, if it says, Amakadosh HaSisha, Amnash, Enel and Adorim, Nisla and Adorim, Enem Kedeshes, Listen, Kontestam, Nisla and Adorim, Enem Kedeshes, V'chol Shcheno, Hachinami Koma, Amakadosh HaSisha, Amnash, Enel and Adorim, Kontestam, Nisla and Adorim, Enem Kedeshes, Kitchestam, Nisla and Adorim, Enem Kedeshes, Kitchestam, Nisla and Adorim, Enem Kedeshes, Kitchestam, Nisla and You were holding Daf Ayin Gimel Amid Beis. Again, the last shaila was we had again a machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. If when you make the kedushin, you made it on a Tanai, and then you were konso stam, then with Shas Nesuyin you didn't mention the Tanai, so that Rav says Tricha Menu Get. Rav's svar was that she's moichel. He's like overlooks the Tanai since he has beer with her. He doesn't want the beer to be his nus. Therefore, you have to give her get. Shmuel says, no, and it's Richa Menu get. That since you made it Tanai, even though you were Konsa Stam, still the Tanai, it takes effect. And therefore, if you find out later she has Nadorim, the Kedushin was not Chai, you did not have to give her get. So last Gemara, we asked the Kasha on Shmuel, the Gemara said a few to the Shmuel. So Gemara says, again, no, the beginning of Ayin Gimel on the basis, Loi, Hatayah Kitsha Stam, the Konsa Stam. That the Mishnah's Mashma, you have to give her a get, is where you were Mekadosh Stam, you didn't make a Tanai B'Shas Kedushin. And you were also Konsa Stam. So therefore, since you did not make any Tanoyim at all, that's why the Kedushin is Chal, and you have to give her a get. So Mora says, Abel, what's going to be though a Diyik? Kitra Tanai, what's going to be in the case of B'Shas Kedushin, you made a Tanai for Konsa Stam, and then you made the Kenisi, you made the Nesuyin Stam without any Tanoyim. So Achinam, you want to tell me the Loi Boy Gita? That you don't have to have a get. No, this is the Pshan Shmuel. Shmuel says that when you make it tonight, B'shas the Kedushin, like Amunash, ain't a lehen the Dorim, and then you made the Nesuyin Stam, even though you didn't speak out the tonight, B'shas Nesuyin, B'shas you had via. Shmuel's svar is still, you only konasa Amunash the first tonight that she does not have the Dorim, and if later you find out that she does have the Dorim, and Echnaim the Kedushin is not chal, you would not have to give her a get. So you want to say that's true? So the Gemara is so. Adetoni ha-mekadosh ha-isha. Why does our Mishnah have to say the case in the Reisha? Where you mekadosh isha? Al-menashe in ole nedorim. Anatana, she does not have any nedorim. And then the Mishnah says, v'ninsa ole nedorim. That later, mashm, even without nesuyin. Stam, after the Kedushin, you find out that she has nedorim. So the Mishnah says, eino mekadoshes. That she's not Mekadeshes, because she made a Tanayi condition that she's such a lady that does not have any Nadorim. She did not make Nadorim. And if later you found out that she did make Nadorim, therefore the Kedushin is not Chal. That's what our Mishnah says. So the question is, listening, why didn't the Mishnah say a bigger Kiddush? The Mishnah should have said, even in the case according to Shmuel, that Konsa Stam, like in the case where you Mekadesha on a Tanayi that she does not have Nadorim. And then later you made an Asuyim, you live with a Stam without any conditions. Still, if later you find she does have Nadarim on her, the din should be Eina Mekadeshes. According to Shmuel, still is Eina Mekadeshes. So the question is, how come the Mishnah does not say this? Why does the Mishnah only say in a case where you made Kedushin only on a Tanai? Mora says, V'kol Shchein Ho, and if we would have said this case in the Mishnah, for sure we would know, like the first case of the Mishnah, we only made Kedushin on a Tanai. So the Mora says, Eina Chanami, the Mora says, Ho Chinami Komer. This is exactly what our Mishnah means to say, really. Now the Mishnah says, HaMekadosh HaSo Isha HaMenash Eino LeNedorim. If a man marries a wife with a Tanai with a condition that she does not have any Nedorim, she did not make any Nedorim. And you have to add on to the Mishnah of the Konsa Stam, that even though B'Shas Nesuyin the first time he lived with her, he did not make any conditions, still V'Nimtza LeNedorim, if later he finds out that she does have Nedorim, the Halacha is Eino Mekadoshes, she is not Mekadoshes. Hanachanami, like this will be according to Shmuel. But what about Kitsha Stam for Konsa Stam? Let's say in the case where the Kedushin was Stam, the husband did not make any Tanoim, any conditions. And he also made the Nesuyin Stam without any conditions. And then later he finds out that she has Nadorim, and that bothers the husband. So then the Lacher is Teitzei. that if you want to get rid of her, you have to give her a get, because the Kedushin was Chal, you did not make any conditions of the Shas Kedushin. But, Shaloi Biksuba, you did not have to pay your Ksuba. So the Gemara's Medayik, Ksuba Hudaloi Boy, Mashma from the Mishnah, that now you don't have to give her a Ksuba. But Hagita Boy, Mashma, though a get, you do have to give her. No, it doesn't say clearly a get, it just says Taitsei. But since it says Shaloi Biksuba, Mashma, all it is, that she does not get her Ksuba. But our co-partner, the husband, does have to give her a get. So Mari asks, like, why? How come you don't have to pay your wife the ksuba? Why not? The yom, because the husband has the right to say, I can't take such a wife that has nadarim. If she's such a lady that always makes nadarim, I can't take her. So that's why it's like not called your fault, it's called her fault. Therefore you don't have to give her a ksuba. If so, get namiloy tiboy. If there's such a svara that a husband has a right to say, I can't take such a lady, so it should also be like a toyis mikara, and we should also say like the kedushin is not chal. Like even though we didn't speak out it tonight, but lechor it's a svara, it's as if he spoke it out. He was telling me it's so strong that a husband can't take it. That's why he does not have to give her a ksuba. Lechor the same svara should apply also for not to have to give her a get, that the kedushin should not be chal at all. So the Gemara says, one teretz is enechnami. Omar Rabbi says, tzricha get midivrayim. That now Mishnah is mashma, you have to give her a get. It's mashma soni midirabonin. Midivrayim, you have to give her a get. But enechnami midiraisa, the story is that since the husband can't take it, a lady that has nadorim, even though we did not speak it out, still we say it as if the Kedushin is not chal. And midiraisa, you don't have to give her a get. It's only midirabonin, midivrayim, that you would have to give her a get. The Gemara says the same thing. Rav Chizda also says like this: that tzricha get midivrayim. In our case, all you have to do is just give her a get midivrayim midirabbonin. But the Gemara says though, then Rav Amar Rav says no. Rav says, I'll tell you, tarna svuke misafkalei. The Tana, the pshat from our Mishnah, is it's a suffix. If a husband, if it bothers him that much that his wife has an adorim and he did not speak it out, is it a strong enough, is it something that bothers him strong enough on a stam ben ayodam to say as if the Kedushin is not chal at all? So he's mesupik the Tana of the Mishnah. Therefore, kabi memoino lakula. Kabi the shalom the husband has, does the husband have to give her a ksuba now? That you go lakula. So moment is like a shalom, money problem. Does he have to pay the money or not? Now since there's a suffer to the Tana, maybe the Kedushin is not chal, he should not have to pay the money. So we say the klal, suffik money, you go lakula. Ha moitzim mechaveru olavaraya. The husband does not have to pay it. But Gabi Yisura, the gate to the question is she married or not? So she need a get or not? That's a Shalon Isur. Do we let her get married to somebody else without a get? That's a Shalon Isurim. Therefore, the klal is the Chumra. You have a suffix Isur, you go the Chumra. So according to Rav, you have to give her a get midiraisa. Because the suffix Chumra, suffix midiraisa, you go the Chumra. Omar Rabbi says not like this now. Machlekes, that it is a Machlekes Rav and Shmuel we had before. In the case where you were konsostam, where the husband had an nesuyin, lived with his wife without any conditions, do we say that since he was konsostam, he like overlooks the Tanai and the Kedushin is chal, even though she has nadorim? Or else the way Shmuel says no, since he made a condition, even though he's konsostam, still the Kedushin is not chal. So Rabbi says like this, where is the machlokes betoyish shtei noshim? Only if it's a toyish, a mistake by two different ladies. But if it's one lady, everybody agrees, even Rav would agree then, that if this lady, you were Makadosh on a Tanai, you spoke out clearly, you're only making the Kedushin Amanah, she does not have any Nedarim on her. You spoke it out clearly. Even though Bishas Nesuyin, when you're living with her, you do not speak out any Tanoim, everybody agrees though, you only Konsa Amanah, that she does not have Nedarim. And if you find out later that she did make nadarim, the din is ain't tzricha menu get. Where is the machlokes? Where does Rav say you have to give her get? By shtei noshim. Shtei noshim means true. You were mekadish one wife, and with her you spoke out of a ferish tonight. You made a condition that Kedushin should only be chal only if she does not have any nadarim. Now, then later you married a second wife. And by the second wife you did not speak out any tanoi many conditions. So here Rav says that even though you spoke out by the first wife, so what? Now that you're marrying a second wife, it could be the second wife you like more, that even though she has a dorm, you'll take her. That's Rav's svara. And Shmuel says no, Since when you married your first wife, we saw that you were makpid, you made a tanai, our menashe does not have nedarim. We see that you're such a person, you can't take nedarim. Now the second wife you take, if she has nedarim, also the kedushin is not chal. That's called the machlekesis betoy shtei noshim. But the same wife, if you made a tanai b'shas kedushin, Rab holds everybody else that b'shas nesuyin, even though you're doing it stam, the kedushin is not chal. So the Gemara says, Omar Abaye, Abaye said, for Mas Nisan and our Mishnah, Titoyesi Shachasi. Our Mishnah clearly is talking about one lady, you're marrying one wife. Ukamai Svina to Yuftimine. And still we want to ask the Kasha and Shmuel from our Mishnah. So Mashmah the Machlaikis between Rav and Shmuel is a case of one wife, not Padavka by two wives. So Mora says, Eli Yit Machid, if you want to learn like this, Omar Rabba Rabba says like this, that Machlaikis Pitoyis Ishachas, true. The Machlaikis is even by one wife, but it has to be a case kein shtei noshim, like it's two different wives. We'll soon explain. Ava b'toyisi shachas gredosa, but if it's a mistake only by one wife itself, devri hakol, everybody agrees, ein atzricha meno get, that you would not have to give her a get. In other words, where you made kedushin in this wife, and you made a tanai condition b'shas kedushin only, al menashe does not have any nedarim. And later you make nisuyin with her. Stam, everybody agrees that the kedushin is not chal. Even though you are konsa stam, since with this wife itself you made a condition, if you find out later she has nedarim, it's not chal. Where is the machlokes? True by one wife, but kain like two wives. So Rashi explained, what does it mean, ishachas kain shtei noshim? Rashi says true. Ki tshuatna, you marry this wife with a condition that she does not have any nedarim. Vigir shemin min erisin. And then later, just after the erishin, you gave her a get. Now, v'chozo v'kons ha-stam, then later, after you gave her a get, you went and lived with her, you made nisuyim with a stam. But then you made kedushin bia with her again. So, b'hiyom rav, here rav says, tzricha get, that now, since you made like a new kedushin, a new bia, and now you did not make any tanoim, that's why we say, like you're overlooking the tanai, the condition of the mum, of the nedarim, and the kedushin is chal, you have to give her a get. Like Rashi says, because she's like another wife, because you already gave her a get once. Well, l'shem kedushin boil, that when you're making a new beer now, that's being done l'shem kedushin. And therefore, Rashi says, you don't say he's being boiled now or manas the first tanai, because the first tanai was with the first kedushin. But after the first kedushin, he gave her a get already. So now it's fitted like a new wife, a new kedushin. That's why here Rashi says, the kedushin is chal. And even in this case, Shmuel still says no. Since Lamaisa is the same wife that you were Makanish before, and we saw you made a condition that a Menashe does not have Nadorim, so we see you're a person you can't take Nadorim, even though after you give her a get, you go and live with her and do it the same condition, and then you do not speak out the Tanai, still Shmuel says you're only doing it Amanash the Tanai, that she does not have any Nadorim. And if you find out later she does have Nadorim, Halacha is the condition is not Chal. But I call upon our Mishnah that we ask the Kasha could also be talking about this case. One wife, true, but it's like two wives. Eis ve'abayis, abayis the kash like this, abayis kash and rabba like this. It says, kitcha betois, to tesefta, that if a man is mekadosh's wife, with a tois, with a mistake. And the other meaner is, the mistake means that he thought she doesn't have any nedarim, and later we find out, yes, she does have nedarim. Or else, pokas m'shava pruta, you were mekadosh, and at the time you didn't give her shava pruta. So the chur of the ring wasn't worth a shava pruta. The chur of the kedushin is not chal. V'chein katan shekiddush. The same thing if the man, the husband, was a katan when he gave his wife the kedushin, the money. Also, it's not chal. So the sefer says, afal pi shesholach savlonis liachem mikan. Even though later, even after he grows up, he sends her a present. Savlonis means the husband sends his wife a present. Liachem mikan. After this, the locher is enem kedushes. Still, we said the kedushin is not chal. Why? Shemach mas kedushin or rishonim sholach. That he sends a present to his wife later, it's not the pshat he wants to make kedushin over again. No, he thinks the first kedushin he made was good. And now he's only sending her a present. And since we know the first kedushin really was not chal, therefore she's enem kedushes. But it says, what about v'im bolu? Let's say if later the husband lives with his wife, konu, then the kedushin taker is chal. Then we say this bia now is being done l'shem kedushin. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Im Bolu Lekonu. No, machlokes. even though he was had biyah with her, still we say he's making the biyah amnash the first kedushin, and since the first kedushin was not chal, it was pachal m'shava pruta, therefore, or else he was a katan then, therefore still it's like kona the kedushin is not chal. But I call upon him to see it's the machlokes here. Now, v'yohocho d'toy yisi shachasi. Here, l'chor, the first case is where you made kedushin with your wife, and it was a tois. Like you spoke out clearly, the Havaminer is that Al-Menashe does not have any Nadorim. So we say, if you find out later she has Nadorim, she's in the Megadeshes. But still we say that Tanakama says, but in Bolu, if you like, you make Nisun, you live with her, then we say the Kedushin is Chal. So Chur, that's Rav Svara. So Chur, you see, Rav holds this Svara even B'Shachas. Even though you made it tonight, B'Shach the Kedushin, we say, so what? Since B'Shach Nisun, you did not, B'Shach Nabiya, you did it stam, you did not make any tenoyim. We say you're overlooking the conditions, and you want the kedushin to be chal, like we said before, and all the moisa bilos, the bilos nus, you don't want to be a biznus. Skur is not like Rava. So Morris says, my love, toyis nedorim, doesn't the toyis mean you made a mistake about nedorim, that you made a condition, Amanashi doesn't have nedorim, and later we find out she does have nedorim, still you see the kedushin is chal, if you made bia. So Skur is a kash on Rava. Samara says, Loi, that's not pshan in the Tasefta over here. Hataya toyis pochus mishava pruta. The first case, the toyis, the mistake that the husband made is that he gave his wife less than a shava pruta for the kedushin. For the Gemara, pochus mishava pruta, vejikatoni lo. That can't be the first case of toyis, because the next case is pochus mishava pruta. So here it's two separate cases. Vejikatoni lo, kitcha betoyis, u pochus mishava pruta. So Chur says two different cases. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Perusha Kamaforish. It's only coming to explain, it's really one case, and it's only explaining it. Kitcha betois, Ketzad. What's the case where a husband marries his wife and he made a mistake? That we say, lady, if he makes beer with her, the Kedushin is Chal, Ketzad, Kegoin She Kitcha Bapok Mesheva Fruta. That he made the Kedushin at the time he gave her less than a Sheva Fruta. So then it's not Chal, but later he lived with her. So what's the machloikis? But my committee, what's the machloikis? Mass of the Tanakama holds that Adim Yodeyish and Kedushin Tavsim Pachum Neshava Fruta. A person realizes it later on, like Ozicha find out about it, that the Kedushin is not Chal with the Pachus Neshava Fruta. At the time, maybe he didn't realize it. But for sure, later on, he's going to realize it. And he realizes now that he's not married to her. Therefore, when he lives with her, when he has beer with her, the svar is the Gomarobol Hashem Kedushin. For sure, is being born now, living with her, with a das to make kedushin. That's why he says that Tanakama says she's mekadeshes. Umasover, Rabbi Shimon says no. In adam yodayish and kedushin toyusim mipachum mishava pruta. A person doesn't realize this; he doesn't find out about it so much. If he made the kedushin at the beginning, less than a shava pruta, you don't find out about your mistake so fast. Therefore, v'chikobol, when you're having be and living with her, it's a svara, adaita the kedushin of rishena bol, the svara, you're still making the kedushin, al das rishena. So therefore, the kedushin is not chal. But I call upon him, it's not a kashan rabba. It could be when you make him a perisha tonight, b'shas kedushin, I'm only marrying her, Amunashi does not have any nadarim. So then, even though later you are kunsi, live with her stam, it could be everybody holds the kedushin is not chal. Because you spoke out the Ferish to Tanai, you can't take the Dorim. Over here, the Machlokes says there's no Tanoim here. Stam, you were Mekadisha, and you made a mistake then, and you only gave a pocket Meshava Pruta. So the Tanakam holds a Svara that for sure you're going to realize your mistake eventually. And therefore, it's a Svara that when you have Bia with her, most probably you found out already about your mistake, and therefore you're being born now L'Shem Kedushin, because really you want to marry your wife. Just you made a mistake at the time, you gave her less than the amount, you didn't give her enough money. So therefore we say, when you make beer now, for sure you're doing it L'Shem Kedushin. But I call upon him, there's no Kashan Rabbah. More Eisvei, have another Kashan Rabbah. No, there's a Gemara in Gidin that says like this. If a husband tells his wife, Hareini Boyalecha, I'm going to live with you, I'm going to have beer with you, L'Shem Kedushin, he's going to Kadesh with beer, Amenas, on the condition though, Shiir Tzaba, that your father agrees that I can get married to you. So it says, Afa Pish L'Rotzav, even though the father never agreed to the shidduch to the kedushin, still we say that din is mekadeshes, that the husband is married to her. So here you see, even though he made a kedushin, but since he has bia with her, b'shas bia, he likes overlooks the conditions, he doesn't want his bia to be a bia's nus, so we say she's mekadeshes. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Weimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, no, that rotsa av mekadeshes, we have to find out, If the father agrees with the Kedushin, true, then it's Chal. Loi Rotsav, let's say the father did not agree with the Kedushin, then we say in the Mekadeshis, he's not Mekadeshis. Now, v'yohoch, this case, t'chitoyis isha achas dami. It's mamish like our case, where one wife, where the husband clawed, made a Tanai in the Kedushin. So here the Tanakhama says, even though he was not Mekayim the Tanai, but still when he's Boyalah, he does Lashan Kedushin. So it's not much like Rav Svara, even though he made a condition at Tanai, Bishas Kedushin, she does not have any Nidorim. But we see a Svara that when you live with her later, you do it Amanas, even though she does not have Nidorim. You don't want your Bia to be a business. So we see, look, you Tanoi and Bishas the Bia. So what's the Kash and Rabba? You see such a Svara, even by Ishachas, Bishas Bia, you overlook the Tanoi. So Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, Hosom Bokim Iflugi. No, I'll tell you, but there it's a different machloikis. Mas Sovra Tanakama holds, Al Menashe Yirtzav. What does that mean? Al Menashe Yishtakav, for your Shostakli. The Tanakama holds, you have to Mikayim Yitanai. But when the husband made a Tanai, I'm only marrying you, Al Menashe, your father agrees, the Tanakama holds, it didn't mean that the father has to say yes. It's enough if the father keeps quiet. As long as the father doesn't protest and say no, that's called the Kiyama Tanai. Therefore, if you're Makadisha, and later when the father finds out he doesn't say anything, that's called the Kiyama Tanai. That's why she's Makadishas. Humasa, the other one holds no. Al-Manasha, Yemer Abahain. That when the husband made a Tanai, Al-Manasha, that your father agrees, his das was that the husband has to say yes. The father has to say yes. And here, V'holoi Omer Abahain. And here the case is the father did not say yes. But since the father did not say yes, that's why Shimon says the Kedushin is not Chal. But it could be, according to everybody, when you do make it Tanai, even Bishas Bia, you have to be Mekayim the Tanai in order for the Kedushin to be Chal. So far there's still no Kashin Rabba. Esau, we have another Kashin. We have a Gemara in the Durham that says, Moidim Chachomim the Rebbe Eliezer, Chachomim agreed to Rebbe Eliezer, Biktana. If you have a Ktana, young girl, Shesia Ovia, that her father married her off, so she's Mekudeshes Midiraisa now, her father married her off. Vinis Garsha, and the husband gave her a get, so Midiraisa now she's Mekudeshes. Vihi Yisayma B'chayav. Now this girl is called the Yisayma B'chayav, means even though her father's still alive, her father now has no more right to marry her off a second time. Midiraisa, her father can only marry her off once. If she receives a get, the father can't remarry her, calls him out, she's a katana, Midiraisa. Now the case is, Vihachzira. Let's say the husband went and married her back again. So the husband married her now. But Avadi, this Kedushin is only Kedushin with the Rabbanin. And then let's say the husband died now without any children. So it says, Alocha Shecha, let's say, Svalaymas Yabemis. Alocha is, you're only allowed to give Chalitza with the Rabbanin, but not Yibum. The husband's brother cannot marry her. Why? Mifnei, Shegir, Shegirushin, Gemurim. That the first husband gave her a get, that was Chal Midiraisa. V'yein Chazarosa Chazara Gemura. Now when the husband married her back again, since she was still a Ketana, that Kedushin is only Midirabonin. That Kedushin is not Midiraisa. So Midiraisa, she's not married back to him again. So now Negei to the second brother, this lady is an erva to him. Because originally the brother was married to a Midiraisa. So she's called an Eshasach. Then the brother gave her a get. So halacha is, after the brother gives her a get, the second brother cannot marry his wife. That's an erev of Eshesach. Only if the first husband would have married her back again, then when the husband dies, it's called b'mokim yibum. It's called like your brother's wife that you have a b'mokim yibum. But here though, your brother remarried her only midirabonin. Midiraisa, there's no kedushin. So therefore midiraisa, this lady is an Eshesach to the brother because of the first kedushin. And they gave a get after that Kedushin. So Midiraisa, you can't have Yibim, you can't live with her. But Midirabonin, though, we say, since Lamaisa, the husband remarried her, so now when the husband died, Midirabonin, it's his wife, so Midirabonin, the brother, has the Mitzvah Yibim. Therefore, we say, Shecholetzes, give Chalitza, there's no Issun, give Chalitza, Pavlei Misyabemis. Now, B'medvom Amurim, when was this said? Shagir Shekashikatana. When he gave her a get, when the first husband gave her a get when she was a Katana, that was Chal Midiraisa. For Yechzira Kishi Katana, he remarried her again when she was only Katana. So therefore, the Kedushin is only Chal Midirabonin. Abba, what's going to be Girsha Kishi Katana? He gave her a get when she was a Katana. For Yechzira Kishi Gedolah, he married her back when she was grown up, or else even in the case that he remarried her again when she was still a ketana, but she grew up with him, she became a gedola etzlo, God letzlo means they grew up together, they still live together, and mestama means they lived with her, he had beer with her after she became a gedola. Then we say, if he dies now, that true, she's called married to a midiraisa, and therefore when the husband dies, there's a mitzvah yibum now, therefore the brother has the right to be miyabim, mamish to go and marry her. Because when the husband and the brother died, he was mamish married to her. Now, Mishum Reb Lezer, the name of Reb Lezer, says no, Chaletz Islam is Yabemis. All you have to do is just give Chalit.